Hello, welcome to my website, and glad you joined me this week here in Baton Rouge, where I live. But to those of you who are viewing me all over the world, I'm glad you're taking some time to see just what's happening here in Louisiana. First of all, I want to thank so many of you who emailed me and who sent various messages to me about the loss of my mother. She was a great lady, and I put a memorial to her on my website, and lived a full life till 92, hardly sick a day in her life. Never had a cavity in her mouth. Hearing was great. Just a marvelous woman. Played bridge most of the day she passed away, and also attended her stock syndicate. And then at the age of 92 did pass away. Thank the good Lord. I had the great joy of being there with her in her final few hours and talking to her in her final few hours. So again, I thank so many of you who contacted me in my mother's behalf. Lively week. I've got a lot of catching up to do, as you can imagine, but so much going on here in Louisiana. We have politics never goes away from the scene. Bobby Jindal stirring up the pot again. Looked like after his very questionable response to the president's State of the Union speech back in February, he kind of went under wraps, but now he's emerging again in the stimulus debate and the health care debate, getting a lot of criticism, quite frankly, for traveling all over. Those of you that aren't in Louisiana, every day Bobby Jindal goes to a different part of the state, a different parish, and hands out the stimulus money that he's against. He's not for the stimulus money, thinks it's a bad idea, but he's out there handing out those checks in great photo ops. Some of them you'll see on my website, but never mentions the fact that it's a stimulus money, it's federal money, it came from Washington. He's against it, would have voted against it, but he sure is taking it and getting credit for it. And hey, that's what politicians do. I guess I could find a few places of grandstanding during my years in public life. I can't hold that against him, but he's sure catching a lot of heat because he's saying one thing and doing another. Which brings me into this healthcare debate. I've written about it in my column this week. And the fact that there is so much in this healthcare debate, having been insurance commissioner and dealt with health issues, I felt that I needed to write about it. I don't think the president's plan in its present format or anything close is going to pass. People are apprehensive about the economy. If the economy had not turned sour, I think he could have gotten exactly what he wants. But there is so much apprehension. People know we have to do something, but they're not convinced. Most middle-class people think there's going to be an increase for them. They're worried about paying that increase. They don't know where the money's coming from. And with this stimulus package being so high and so far not much to show for it, that apprehension, I think, is going to reflect back on our members of Congress who will end up voting against this, and it will not pass. Bobby Jindal, on the other hand, has offered his alternative plan. It appeared in the Wall Street Journal this week. He's traveling throughout the country, I'm told, ballyhooing this particular plan. The problem that Jindal has, quite frankly, is that if his plan is so good, and there's some points that are worth considering, every single thing in Jindal's plan, if you want to see the plan, by the way, on my website, go to the bottom of the page, and you'll see Jindal Healthcare Plan in the Wall Street Journal. You can read over exactly what his comments are. Well, the problem is every single thing in that plan could have been implemented in Louisiana. There's nothing federal or unique about this for a nationwide audience. It could be adapted there. But if Jindal was serious about the things he's talking about, then why didn't he offer this in the recent session of the Louisiana legislature, let it pass the legislature, and then say, hey, see what we did in Louisiana. We're addressing this problem head on. We have a plan that makes sense. We want the rest of the nation to adopt the Louisiana plan. That's good politics, Governor. It's the right thing to do, and it's good politics. Now, I don't agree with everything in his proposals in the Wall Street Journal, but some of them make sense in terms of protecting consumers, getting more information out there, letting groups get together and form their own cooperatives. A lot of things that make good, solid sense that we ought to have on a national level, ought to have in every single state. But we could do everything Jindal's talking about in the state level, yet he's opted to pontificate on the national level and not seize the moment to address this issue on Louisiana's level and then try to sell it to the rest of the country. I think it's the right way to approach it, number one, and it's certainly the best political time for him to emerge on the national level. He's catching a lot of heat on the national level for not taking a more proactive approach along that line. So just share that with you for your view. Some funny things on my website. We've got some U.S. Senate races heating up that are going to be real knockdown drag out, as David Vitter, a lot of irony in David Vitter accusing Charlie Malonso about his love fest, as you will see in the video, when Vitter has had his own problems with Love Fest, and so you might find that of interest. Hey, have a good week. Hope you peruse the website okay. If you got any suggestions, particularly for the music I put up, a lot of you like the music, well, go ahead and email me and give me your suggestion, and we'll go ahead and try to get it up there on the Jim Brown Jukebox for you. My email address is simply jb@jimbrownla.com. Have a good week. Glad you tuned in with us. We'll talk to you here again soon.